Ron, I know we have some real prayer warriors out there, along with many who are committed to consistent time alone in God's Word. I even know some who make it a habit to fast at least one day a month. But so many believers today are neglecting these three disciplines. Why do you think that is, and what would you say to maybe help reverse this trend?
Well, Brian, being a disciplined person is not easy. Neither is reversing trends. But I can address the importance of practicing spiritual disciplines, disciplines like giving, praying, and fasting. And I can also address the difficulty some people have with being a disciplined person. Let's start with some words the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, his young protege in the ministry. Paul said to Timothy, "Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." Now, the word translated discipline is the Greek word gymnazo, where we get our word gymnasium. Paul is, in all reality, saying to Timothy, get into the spiritual gym and start working out your salvation. Now, I know the word discipline is not friendly to a lot of people, but the Christian life, if you want to live it well, requires spiritual discipline. In fact, I think it is fair and right to say that disciples of Jesus are disciplined people. In English, the words sound very similar, don't they? Elsewhere, Paul says to the Philippians, "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." He didn't say work for your salvation. He said work it out. It's the difference between justification and sanctification. As believers in Jesus Christ who already possess salvation, we have a responsibility to get into the spiritual gym, as it were, and work it out, work out our salvation. In other words, we have a part to play in our sanctification by practicing spiritual disciplines. But we do this in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, who is our spiritual trainer and coach. Remember, it is God who is at work in us, in the person of His Holy Spirit. He is urging us to do what pleases Him. Now, self-control or discipline is one of the aims the Holy Spirit wants to work in us. It is listed among the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit wants us to become disciplined in prayer, in giving, in fasting, and a whole lot more. So, Brian, to the person who says, "Well, I'm just not a very disciplined person," I understand that. But I can't take the word discipline out of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Sometimes it's three steps forward and two steps back. I get that too. But stay at it. First, you got to show up at the gym if the workout is going to work, right? It'll take some time and effort on your part and mine. But it's important to develop the habits that lead to holiness. And do so in full dependence and in full cooperation with the Holy Spirit, who is our coach.